All right, hello and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. Every week we bring you the worst in our comic book collection, and we will do that again this week. That's what we do. So thank you for joining us.
It's like our thing, yes.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And we have some fun stuff for you this week.
Yep.
We have some stained comics.
Ooh, gross.
Because we will buy it even if it looks like somebody spilled a little bit of cola on it back in 1995. Might have happened, but it's all good. So let's go ahead and let's jump into it. What do you want to do first?
No, I don't care.
Let's just do this Batman first.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Earth-Shattering Disasters. Actually, it's technically DC Special number 28.
Woo!
DC Special number 28 from June, July 1977. It's Earth-Shattering Disasters.
Featuring <That's> ridiculous.
What?
Just Earth-Shattering Disasters.
Well, literally, you know, I mean, it's three separate stories, three new stories.
Yes.
We have Batman, we have Aquaman, and we have the Legion.
Boo!
Because if you want to take a good nap, here's the Legion. But I actually just noticed this on the cover, it's not just Batman in the middle of an earthquake, but it's everybody. Like, they're all hanging out together. It's all these characters. It's, you got Batman, Aquaman, and Phantom Girl, and Brainiac, and Timberwolf, and they're like, and there's things are exploding, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it's true to his name.
What year is this from?
1977.
Okay.
So starting up with Batman. So the very first one here we have is Batman.
Batted
in Man. And the town came tumbling down.
Yeah.
So basically, Batman's putzing through the financial district of Gotham, and he notices an earthquake.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, something's shaking here, you know, this is
like,
weird.
This isn't, Gotham shouldn't be getting earthquakes.
Gotham shouldn't be getting earthquakes, you know, because Earth.
And Gotham.
And it turns out that it's not an earthquake because it's an earthquake, it's an earthquake because of the Quake Master.
Who's apparently a guy.
Oh yeah, well, Quake Master, he's a mort. He is a geek.
Mort?
Yeah. He's one of those characters you see in, like, magazine, you know, like Wizard magazine, talking about him and how much of a loser he is.
Okay.
I actually remember him from my DC comic, my Who's Who.
Yes.
And he is one of those guys who has the color scheme of purple and green and yellow, and has a big Q on his chest.
Yep, because he's the Quake Master.
And a big Q on his belt. And for some reason, what's the T mean? Is that supposed to be something else I don't understand on his head?
I don't know. Is that the, like, it kind of looks like the thing he uses to create quakes. So it's like an image of the thing he uses to quake things. Like his machine.
So he's quaking the earth with his little zapper.
Batman's like, ugh.
Batman's like, Jesus Christ, oh God, you know, and...
Like, didn't the Batmobile get smashed?
Batmobile gets smashed because he jumps out.
Do we already go past the part where he's driving and his cape is, like, all the way out of the car?
Yeah, which...
That's hilarious.
I mean, that's probably the only way that's easy for him to ride with his cape, because he's got to sit on it.
Yeah, he's probably thought, like, been like, why do I have a cape again? Like, many times.
Why do any superheroes have capes?
Well, as we know, Edna Mode said, no capes.
Exactly.
No capes,
and, you know, Bat's got the flipping cape.
Yeah, so the Batmobile gets destroyed by the Quake guy, and he's like, I'm gonna stop you. Well, shit starts falling on him. Like, buildings and stuff.
I like Batman making jokes.
Yeah, I know.
And then realize he's making jokes, and he's like, man, I shouldn't make jokes.
I'm like Robin making these bad jokes.
Because Quake Master's like, sky's falling, and he's like, who are you, Chicken Little? And, like, literally the sky's falling, and he's like, oh, bad joke. These guys bringing down the house. He's like, oh, I'm making bad jokes. Starting to sound like Robin.
Yep.
And then for some reason, like, he figures something out about him.
Yeah, he has an idea, and he, like, snaps his fingers, but the way it's drawn, it looks like he's like, high watching himself snap his fingers, like, man, they could do this. So fucking cool.
Yeah. So he, yeah. So I guess he kind of realizes, because I think he's referring to Quakemaster saying that none of the buildings in Gotham get destruction, stand the destruction of an earthquake. And,
right.
You know, apparently science.
That makes him think something.
Makes him think something. So he's back at the Batcave.
Where it says, like, he doesn't live there anymore. He, like, lives in the city, but he still hangs out in the Batcave.
See, I thought that at some point the Batcave was underneath Wayne Tower.
I thought there is supposed to be one there, but there's also the main one. But apparently he went back to the one.
There's the Batman in the cave in the burbs.
Yeah, and he went to the one under Wayne Manor, even though he doesn't live in Wayne Manor anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Commissioner calls him, and he's like, Batman, what the fuck?
He's like, oh, this guy's, like, doing shit. Like, why aren't you stopping him? And he's like, I'm not Superman. Like, I can't stop buildings from falling down.
That's not my job.
What the fuck, Jim? What's wrong with you?
Why don't you get a super strong guy that can fly?
Do I call you when shit's on fire? No. I call the fire department.
Do I call you when I hear gunshots? No, I run towards them.
I fix that. But, like, yeah, I mean, he's just like, what the hell? Why aren't you doing this thing? It's like, you don't call Batman when you need Aquaman. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm on Bruce's side here.
Yeah, he's right.
Anyway, so there's another earthquake in the Batcave.
And it smashes his cave.
And he's like, he's got to get out of here, and he does some mission.
Well, first he has to, like, because his computer got knocked out by the earthquake, so he, like, goes to his old filing system where reads an old file. His
Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah. Right? And so then he, like, zaps himself out. And he, like, goes into the elevator shaft, but for some reason he can't climb up it or, like, use his grappling hook.
Oh, yeah, why does he use his grappling hook? He's got his belt, for crying out loud. He's like, used his laser off of his belt.
Exactly. He's like, what does he say? The supports are too well greased. Cables snapped and the supports are too well greased. So he can't climb them, but why can't he use his grappling?
I don't know, he's just a grappling hook for everything else.
Instead, he pulls, like, an Emperor's New Groove and, like, walks himself up the fucking side of the thing.
You're lucky he's 6 feet long. He's a 6 foot man.
Right, he's lucky he's long enough, because he basically puts his hands on one side and his feet on the other and, like, climbs up.
Which is horseshit.
Which is so stupid.
So
he does that, and he's like, I'm gonna need Superman to put this thing back together.
He has
to think about Clark.
He's always thinking about Clark. He's like, oh, Batman, Superman's got to fix this to me. I'm like, get some other person. Leave that Superman alone.
Oh, he's got to call Superman.
I mean, this is the 70s. I mean, don't you have, like, I mean, I know you don't have any other friends. So maybe that's
the problem.
He
really doesn't. He has no other friends.
He has no other friends that are strong.
Doesn't have any other friends.
Because he's a part of the Justice League. He could ask, like.
Yeah, nobody likes him.
He could ask John. He can ask, it's 77.
Shazam.
So. Shazam. Yeah, Shazam's around.
Sure, I'm sure Billy would do it for, like, a sleeve of Oreos and, like, a fucking glass of milk.
John would
probably do it for that, too.
Who would?
John, he loves Oreos. Or he loves Hydrox.
Hydrox.
Cookies.
Billy would do it for a bag of circus peanuts.
Mmm.
Circus peanuts, I'll do it. I'll do it in
what
a
about,
gif.
Like, circus cracker, like, the circus animals are, like, frosted.
Oh, I love
those. Those pink and white ones with, like, the sprinkles on them.
I put them on. Anytime I go to get frozen yogurt, I put one in there. Just one.
I know, that's your signature.
That's my joint.
Why do you only put one?
Because I don't need more than one. I have all this other stuff in it. I don't need more than one.
Okay.
So Batman's jogging through the street, apparently.
Yeah, because he can't get another Batmobile out because, you know... Everything's
he's running like an idiot through the street.
The
cops
blocked his Batmobile.
And thankfully, the cops show up. The cops like, "Oh, Batman, having a jog." He's like, "I need to get to downtown." He's
like, "All right, okay."
So he gets him downtown, and he's like, "All right, well, stuff's shaking. I gotta go figure it out. And I think I know where Quakemaster is." And he finds Quakemaster, and Quakemaster basically is a guy named Robert Coleman, based on his files, who. Was a builder that was discredited because he had basically made shitty buildings.
Yeah. And the thing is his buildings all fell down during a hurricane.
Yeah.
Only his buildings. Nobody else's buildings. His. That's why he got discredited.
Sure. Yeah, because a gust of wind knocked him down, you know. So, that's, Yeah, so he fights him. Yeah, he's fighting him.
He's like, dude.
He's got the stupidest fucking suit.
Who, Quake Master?
Yeah, Quake Master. Jesus Christ.
This is pretty dumb.
Dude, I wonder. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, this is, you know, it's just an outfit they create. But, I mean, you know, logically, it's like, I can't wait to wear this outside.
No one would ever. Ow!
Yeah.
You're drooling on me!
Sorry.
Are you being
attacked by our cat?
I have a cat, and she's both clawing and drooling on me at the same time.
Well, she's so happy.
Disgusting.
So Batman's getting pummeled by the Quake gun.
Yeah.
Whatever, and he's like, it's been pummeled by like 100 fists, you know, which surprisingly
doesn't... I'm sure he would know.
I'm surprised it wouldn't kill him.
It should. He's punching him in the fucking chest. He should be dead.
Should
him in
the chest with a bunch of...
With a fucking gun that's strong enough to make buildings fall down.
I know,
Batman should be dead.
Batman should just basically... I mean, I don't care if he has any armor. He should have, like... Yeah. He should have had a heart attack, like, right now.
His ribs literally should have just, like, punctured all of his organs, and he should be dead at this point.
Like, his lungs should be, like...
Yeah. Just, like...
A milkshake.
Ew. Lung shake. Lung shake.
So, anyway, so somehow he uses a diversion. His Batarang makes a diversion.
Yeah.
And he punches this geek in the face.
Yeah.
And he's swinging a gun at him here?
I don't know. He, like, got the guy's swinging the Quake gun, and Batman, like, chops his hand.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of random fisting.
Yeah,
here.
There's a lot of fisting in these books. It's Batman's favorite thing.
And he's like, you don't understand, you know, and he's basically just trying to justify his shitty buildings.
Right.
And
he's like, dude, your buildings were shit. Like, sorry.
You suck ass. And Batman punches him out with a big sock. Bless you, kitty. And
so tight.
And,
she just sneezed on and me, there's and no, it's and, disgusting. Gross.
And there's no, okay, so there's, like, so Batman knocks this guy out, and that's it for Quake Master. But, like, there's no, like ambulances or anybody,
right,
there's
nothing. Like, he just knocked out a shit ton of buildings, but, like, the way it ends, it says, like, oh, and all the people are gonna come in and, like, be none the wiser. I'm like, a bunch of buildings are down in your city.
Because it's, like, happening in the middle, it's, like, in the dead of night.
Yeah, but
this is Gotham. Like, Gotham's like a busy city. Like, even like on, you know, if this was Boston, you know, I mean, there'd still be people out.
Yeah. If
there's an earthquake in Boston,
yeah,
people are going to come out and be like, holy shit, there's an earthquake. There's going to be people lining the streets.
Especially if a building falls down.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to get on the T and like go into Boston and be like, just going to work. And like, you're not going to notice. What, the building that collapsed a block over?
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous. There's no news cameras. There's nothing. Just Batman
not a damn thing.
Punching some guy in the face. So that's how that ends.
Well, that's all the Batman portion ends.
Good job for handling that natural disaster there, Bats.
Yeah, my disaster my ass.
Yeah.
It was a minor unrest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, this next one is actually probably the biggest disaster.
Yeah,
I think the Legion story is the biggest disaster. But
well it's because it's the Legion.
Yeah, who gives a care about
and the because the Legion is a disaster.
Yes. But this one here, this one's with Aquaman.
Yep.
And we get a little prologue. What's this one called? It's a prologue where we start with, I guess. So there's a ship in 1957.
It drops some atomic waste.
It goes in the water, and then like an oil spill happens like 20 years later.
And that goes in the water in the same spot.
It goes in the water in the same spot, and...
This is a lot like that Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing as that Swamp Thing we read, where a bunch of shit ends up falling into the water, and it creates a monster.
Minus the herpes virus.
Yeah, no herpes virus this time. This time it's just atomic energy and oil.
Right, and so...
Kind of miss the herpes.
So we get to the beginning here. It's Aquaman in Creature of Death and Darkness.
Gross.
And so Aquaman is...
I don't really understand what the fuck Aquaman's doing at this point.
Well, he's basically helping... So there's like a Navy ship or some sort of ship that's being attacked
by like a pirate with acid?
Yeah, like by
acid
like these
pirates?
These goons trying to get into this ship and they're shooting like an acid gun or some sort.
Yeah, they're like trying to like disintegrate the hull, which I don't understand if you're trying to steal shit off that ship while you're putting a hole in the side of it.
Well, whatever. These guys don't know. These guys are just...
It doesn't help.
These guys are just dumb goons, literally. Yeah. I mean, they're just, you know, goons and whatever. And Batman, you know, he's using...
Hammerhead sharks.
He's using sharks and he's got... This was it where he just has flying fish, like... to distract this one guy.
Yeah, they just, like, hit him in the face. It's like those Mario levels with the flying
fish.
Oh,
yeah, 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 Mario. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so those are always the shittiest levels.
Yeah, I hate water levels in Mario.
I don't like the fucking flying fish levels at all.
I don't like just water levels in general for anything.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of fun with them. Well, even, like, any game. It's just a big bummer.
I don't like those because, like very, very back in the day, Mario, like, they would try to suck you in to the fucking things. Like, the gaps, and they would try to kill you, and I don't like that.
No.
No.
Yeah. So, Aquaman wrecks this acid gun, and
yeah.
He, you know, stops these guys from having beaten up this vessel. And, so he goes on this vessel, and he's like, hey, you know, we'll try to, you know, I'll send you guys a lifeboat, so, you know, I'll get my whales to tow you.
Yeah.
You know.
Because obviously you're disabled or whatever.
Disabled ship.
And Captain's like, okay, that's cool, I'll stay here, because obviously I have to steer it, and whatever. And then all of a sudden this blob
of, like, oil monster comes up from the sea.
It's like, blah, blah, blah.
And it's coming towards this giant ship, mm-hmm. And basically Aquaman's like, I gotta go and fight that thing. And the dude's like, are you insane? You gotta, like, save people.
Yeah. Like, your job is to save the people.
Jobs to save people. It's like, what about my men? What about me?
Yeah. You know, what about my men? I always say it like that because in the X-Files. X-Files movie, when they pumped all that, like, virus out and, like, drove away, there's a guy who had, like, a bunch of firemen in a pit. And they drove away and he's like, what about my men?
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
So he's a... So anyway, so Aquaman goes and, like, the government's yelling at him because it's like, how dare you save people?
Yeah. How dare you value human life? Fuck you, Aquaman.
And they're like, well, we don't know what's going on out there. Now the oil is alive. And he's like, can we stop it? And it's like, I don't know, but it's coming towards Hawaii. And people are going to die.
Yeah, the government's like, you know, fuck those people.
Yeah, the government's like, these guys, people, they're pretty callous. They're like, yeah. Whatever.
Like, you should have let all those people die just to stop some oil monster, which we don't even know if you can stop.
Yeah.
And we don't even know if we can stop.
So basically he sends... Okay, so this is...
So they're like...
Oh, this is my fun. This is funny. I don't know why it's funny, but it's funny. So the oil is alive. It's alive. A monster. And Aquaman's like, all right, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my whales to, like, push it back.
Yeah,
and you know,
which, I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, I don't know what he's thinking because it's oil. You know, I mean, they're whales. You know, it's different. They're two different masses.
Yes,
it's not like a big ship that you need whales to push.
Right.
But he sends the whales out to this mass, and this oil mass,
right.
live oil monster mass, just wrecks the whales. Like,
of course it does.
If you thought whales were endangered now. Fucking!
I just don't understand why he thought that was a good idea. Of, like, you've seen what happens to penguins after oil spills. People have to, like, come and scrub them with toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then doesn't he try to, like, mentally control the oil mass?
Yeah, he tries to think, well, because he thinks it's a creature of the sea, maybe I can have a chance. Which, I mean, look, I'll give him credit.
Okay, whatever, but, like, by his thought process, any person who just goes to take a swim in the sea should be able to be controlled by his power, because I'm in the sea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Aquaman, not the smartest guy.
Yeah, he is a blonde. So he gets his ass out. They pull his ass out, and the government's like, well, you fucked up. Now we have to nuke everything.
Yeah, we're going to, because that's the government's answer.
The government, literally.
To everything, literally.
Literally, the government, the president's already been like, yo, let's do it up.
Let's do it. Aquaman's like, but you're going to kill, like, a lot of fish. And they're like, meh.
I know, they're like, meh. Fish. Meh.
Meh. Like, it'll, like, literally spread and, like, poison all the oceans.
Although, it didn't, it is, and it, you know, to his, but think about just a couple of panels, of, you know, pages ago, Aquaman's like, people, save them?
Yeah,
you
know, and now they're like, we have to nuke things to save people.
And the people, he's like, but fish,
Yeah.
He's like, they're like, fuck fish.
Fuck fish.
And he's like, that's
we don't need to eat.
Yeah, who cares?
We eat cows.
Let's do mess with. He's like, we're just doing cows from now on.
Call them land tunas.
Land tunas. He's like, we're just getting cows from now on. And Aquaman's like, what, the land tuna? The chicken of the earth?
Oh, I like that. That's really funny. Land tuna.
Land tuna.
Land tuna.
So this big oil hunk is coming towards Hawaii, and people are getting fucked. And they're dying. The people are dying.
Yep, this thing is, like, killing.
It's killing tourists.
It's killing all the people.
It's flopping around in the resort.
It's basically like a huge tidal wave, and it just, like, consumed the city and the buildings and the people. There's, like, a lady running away with a child.
Oh, that child's dead.
Yep, all those people are dead.
Lady's dead. Ava Goat over here, he's dead.
Ava Goat is dead.
Ava Goat is dead!
Oh, no.
Oh, he finally died.
Don't bite me.
He was filling fish, and then he died.
Anyways. She spit me.
You're having troubles, aren't you?
She wants me to pet her, but I pet her, and then she bites me.
Okay.
Sorry.
So Aquaman, so they're like, well, you know what? We're going to do it our way, and let's napalm this thing. And napalm ain't working.
Nope.
So they're like, all right, well, now it's time for the Atabon. And Aquaman's like,
wait, no, I have an idea.
I'm going to try something.
Yeah. He has an idea.
And they're like, your whales did not do it before.
Yeah.
So you're an idiot.
Like, what are you going to do? Throw clams at it? What the fuck, Aquaman?
What are you going to do? Throw some... What are you going to do?
Seaweed wrap.
What are you going to do? Fight with a swordfish? Back off, you oil.
Stab.
Stab it with a... Throw some starfish at it like a ninja.
You're going to get a narwhal.
Narwhal.
Like, ride that shit like it's a unicorn. Environment.
Environmental.
He's like, no, I have a better idea. So he, like, goes to the pirate vessel, which apparently he's been, like, he kept for his own. So he gets his dolphins.
Yeah, why does he still have it?
I have no idea. And I don't know where it came from. But the dolphins, like, pull it over to where he is. And he gets on board and he shoots the thing with the acid gun.
But okay, here's the thing. He wrecked the gun.
I don't know.
I saw him.
Yeah, I know. He did.
He broke the gun because it was shooting. And he was like, that's the problem.
Because he didn't want the acid in the ocean.
Yeah.
And so he broke it. And now it's fine. Because now he's going to shoot this thing and put all the acid back in the ocean.
Which, horse shit. Because, I mean, you mean to tell me that he fixed it? He doesn't know how to fix a gun.
Well, maybe the dolphin fixed it.
The dolphins are very smart.
Dolphins
yes, okay,
are very
great.
Smart, and they're also the assholes of the sea.
Okay, well, you know, and they fixed it with what? Their
gang rape. Their power of gang rape.
Yes, their power of gang rape and their non-thumbed flippers.
Dolphins really do gang rape their own members and, like, baby seals and shit. They're horrible, horrible creatures.
Yeah. So apparently this works. He shoots it with the acid gun, and I like this pet. He's like, argh!
He's like shaking his fist.
Aquaman's like, argh! like some sort of. I got to Instagram that.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
I wonder if Aquaman Shrine has a picture of this. I wish it was a bit more expanded.
I kind of
like that picture. I kind of wish that should be a poster.
It should.
They should put that on. If you put that on a poster and said, you know, Aquaman will be in Batman v Superman, I'd be like, I'm gonna see that movie.
Yeah.
It's a good image.
We're going to see that movie anyway.
Well, we're going to see it anyways because we're idiots.
We are complete assholes.
Whatever, you know.
And idiots, and I'm going to have to drink my way through it.
So he's like, yeah, so he's like, look, we...
He's like, okay, well, that's
great.
We
destroyed it, and...
Great job.
You know, because oil is, you know, use the corrosive acid to control accidental slicks.
Yeah.
You know, and so this, he was like, well, I took care of it, and I like this at the end. He's like, well, you've made our job easier, Aquaman. And he's like, Admiral could care less about your job.
He was like, fuck your job.
Fuck
Admiral.
Your job. I care about the ocean.
I care about the sea.
But the sea is my wife, and if you threaten the sea, you threaten me.
And he, like, jumps off the boat, and he's like, under the sea.
And then he goes,
under the sea. And he goes to, like, sing with Sebastian. I think it's wetter. Downward. Whatever.
Do you want to hear a story about Under the Sea?
Oh boy, can I?
When I was in fourth grade, I had to go to this special summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the things where they made you perform songs against your will in front of a change. Uh-huh. And then that was one of the songs I had to perform.
You personally, or like...
No, like with the rest of the people in the...
Were you dressed as a certain animal?
I think I had a blue shirt because I was water. And I played an instrument where I was like doo 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 doo.
What, like a recorder?
Oh, like a toy flute.
A kazoo?
Yeah.
I also had to actually perform a dance with the same group for I Have No Strings by Pinocchio.
Do you ever get the impression that all the shit that we make kids do is just torture?
Yes.
And like amusement for adults? Because that doesn't sound fun at all.
No, it wasn't.
No.
I had to go to that because I was, you know, it was one of those like camps for kids who, you know, trying to
needed friends.
I mean, basically it's like kids for, you know, camp for kids who don't have friends. You know, but it wasn't like in like a camp place. It was like at a school.
Yeah, it was like a day camp. Like you didn't sleep there.
Yeah, no, yeah, I didn't sleep. Sleep there. Yeah.
It wasn't one of those.
Yeah, yeah. This is the thing about podcasts. You can talk about your therapy and your moments in life. And this is one of them, and that's where Aquaman is headed to see my recital.
Oh, that's great! I hope he enjoys your performance with water.
I had a blue shirt.
I hate this next one.
But yeah, we're just gonna go through this because fucking Legion of Superheroes.
I was like, do we have to talk about this?
Well, we might as well because it's part of the book.
Fuck the Legion.
Yeah. So basically. Okay, so they're Metropolis in the 30th century.
And oh my god, there's like a meltdown.
And there's
like
a meltdown in the city, and we've got Brainiac, Ultra Boy, Chemical King,
Wolf, Timberwolf?
Timberwolf, and Phantom Girl. And they're basically off to
save
this. Phase. And like the monorail gets messed up.
Monorail.
And somehow some guy flies out of it, which I think is kind of, like, I don't know, I'm like, what the hell is this guy? Was he like sticking his head out the window like a jerk?
Yeah.
You know, so they gotta save him. And then everything's on fire.
Yeah, there's like, a lot of fire.
Like fire.
And they're like, we gotta stop this thing. Fire. And there's like a guy who looks like he's wearing Iron Man suit, but also taking a shit. Doesn't that guy look like he's like trying to take like a static shit?
I think, yeah, you kind of. He's kind of squatted like and he's glowing, but he doesn't really have a name. His name actually is his villain name is his real name.
Yeah.
Which is Fenton Pike.
Yeah. And it's just like, he decided to do this for some reason.
Because he... Okay, so I think they stopped him before, and...
Apparently he can't take standing shits. He's upset.
Taking a standing shit.
Because that's what it looks like he's trying to do.
Yeah, he's just like some geek, like some blackmailer geek, and then he came back and now he's got like the standing shit suit.
Yeah, and like, and I have to say that this book is drawn with like a lot of people with their legs apart.
Oh yeah, a lot of splaying.
I don't really understand why.
Yeah, Chemical King gets drawn. It's like, so it's like, actually, this is a really weird like way that he's being, like his legs are, because it's like, it's kind of like when you have like those He-Man action figures, you kind of put their, like their legs are kind of already bowed out. And,
yeah.
Kind of lift them up, and it's like, that's kind of how he looks here.
Yeah, there's a lot of those drawings in this book, this story.
So basically, yeah, he's not able, like, he's...
And he's just he just wants to kill people.
He wants to kill people, and he wants to, like, unleash all this radiation.
And kill people.
And, you know, on the Metropolis, and he just wants to unleash all this radiation, and stuff's already going down, you know, it's already, you know, blowing up, and getting crazy, and...
Yeah.
You know, basically, if Brainiac and Phantom Girl and Chemical King don't fix this, then everyone's
gonna die.
Everybody's gonna die. So, and Ultra Boy and
saving the hospital.
The Ultra Boy's saving the hospital. Timberwolf
saving people. You know, doing what they do.
Yeah, saving folks here. He's jumping like there's some people in a fire, and he's trying to lead them to safety, and there's like birds flying around for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why these birds are here.
Oh, isn't it? It's nighttime too. It's like, okay.
Like, is it necessary? And there's like a church blowing up. You see a cross. Yeah.
They lived in the church.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, somebody had a wedding and they released doves and then the church blew up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it's Chemical King basically, you know, Brainiac instructs Chemical King to like slow down the Meta's reaction so Phantom Girl can become a phantom and go inside
and like stop it
and stop it with, you know, using her
super phantom power.
But she's like, well, I don't know how to do it because I don't have the Legion manual with me.
But she does go through the thing. But like, here's what I don't understand. She's like, oh, I have to remember what it said in the Legion manual. And then we get a note from like where she's from.
because she's from, like, some unpronounceable thing.
I'm like, okay, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Nothing. Like, literally nothing. And you just put that...
See, why don't you just have Brainiac tell you? Brainiac can tell you.
Yeah,
Brainiac,
like, don't you guys have communicators? Like, Justice League has communicators. You guys are much more scientifically and technologically
advanced.
You're
the 30th fucking century.
You'd
think you would have had this figured out?
Where's your communicator?
No. Yes, nope. Legion sucks.
Yeah, Legion's full bullshit. Like, don't your rings work as communicators? What the fuck?
So
like, even Green Lantern rings work that way.
So she flies, so they're trying to fix this in here. I think she does.
She saves them.
She saves, well, we don't know this just yet, but then we go back to Ultra Boy and Timberwolf, and they find Squat Boy.
Squat Boy.
Here he is taking another dump.
Yeah.
I just noticed this. For some reason, he has, like, little holes in his thighs.
I don't understand. I have no idea.
What,
like,
purpose does that serve?
It doesn't. It's supposed to be a radiation-resistant suit, but it's got, like, big holes in the thighs. Because apparently you can't get
radiation. I mean, I understand if you don't
thighs.
Have, like, neck covering. He doesn't have a neck covering so far here,
but should, because it's supposed to be a radiation-resistant suit. He should be completely covered.
But just, like, one spot on his thigh is, like, wide open.
That's where you don't get radiation. That's the immune part of the leg.
Oh, that's good. No.
Yeah, well, you know. So if you're ever in, like, a nuclear blast,
you
can just be like,
if you get, like,
my
you get
thigh.
That, so like, there's an invincible part to Charlie horses.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so they slap him silly because he's in, like, in the bunker for the Legion, because apparently the Legion has, like, some sort of, like, radiation bunker that nobody can get hurt in. And
Yeah, whatever.
So, yeah, and so they knock this cat out in his holy pants.
Yeah.
And
Phantom Girl like fixes it and then like comes through and like passes out. But she saved everybody at the end.
Yeah, her and Comical King and everything's good to go. And that's it.
That's it for the Legion.
That's it for the Legion, and that's it for this whole book. DC Special number 28 from June, July 1977. Earth shattering disasters. Would you okay. This being an anthology book, would you read the next book issue of this series?
Probably. Yeah, why not? I enjoy watching superheroes save things that aren't like some crazy, you know, it's like an earthquake or something, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I think I'd read it. I mean, it's anthology stuff. It's like you get more, it's like, you know,
it's,
Marvel.
Yeah, it's short and quick.
Marvel fanfare, Marvel Comics presents, you get more than one story in a book. You know, they don't really do... I feel like, I don't know, do they do this anymore?
I don't think
so.
Is
it as widespread? You know, I kind of like that, but, you know, whatever. So, but yeah, that's it for DC Special number 28. Yeah. We're back here on Warts Collection over here on Sideshow Network. I'm Sean.
So I'm kind of angry about that. Like, God damn it, we're back.
Boo.
Ah!
Oh!
I'm Jen. We're gonna do this.
You just sound so apathetic. Angry and apathetic.
Maybe we should change the name of our podcast.
Angry and apathetic?
Today on Angry and Apathetic.
Moo. Sad.
Moo?
I don't know. Because the reference to this, that is, like, if you ever play Batman, if you play Batman Lego Batman 3, and you play as Bat-Cow... For some reason, like, when you just jump around with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, moo! And, you know, and then it sometimes just goes, moo!
Yeah.
And he's like, angry moo.
Yeah, he does. He goes, moo. Moo! And you're like, all right.
It's like, all right. There's some weird stuff for that game. I like those games.
I know, you love the Lego games. You get to smash.
I like that, and I like that. I wish they put out another Scribblenauts game.
Yeah.
Scribblenauts was fun.
That's fun.
Scribblenauts was fun. My favorite part of the Scribblenauts game was when you would, if you could produce Father Time for some reason.
That's right.
And then if you could, but for some reason you could pet him.
Yes.
And he just kind of goes, whoa.
Yeah, he's the only one that does it though. I personally liked making them pregnant. All of them. You could make Batman pregnant. He would be like pregnant Batman, and then like he'd all of a sudden the little Batman would appear and be like postpartum Batman.
But the best part is, well, right? And then the best part is you could eat the babies.
Yeah,
the babies were edible for some reason. You could be like eat baby. You know, it's like, oh my gosh.
I know.
And then actually my favorite was like, I think it was if Batman is endowed, meaning he has money.
Oh, yeah.
And you have Catwoman, and you have...
She takes it from him.
And
then he beats her up.
And then he kills her.
murders.
I really wanted to, I was like, I would tell them to get naked, and then they'd get mad at me and be like, how is that supposed to help? And I'm like, oh, I would really help.
Naked Batman is like, no. So, I would like a Marvel version of that. I'd play it.
Yeah.
Fun. All right. So, here's, so we've got Warlock. Warlock and the Infinity Watch.
Yep.
From November 1994. This is the spaghetti-stained comic.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. What's it look like to you? That looks like spaghetti. Looks like
either
like,
that or somebody's soda exploded.
It looks like pasta sauce.
Sure, whatever.
It's like somebody was like...
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
It's a dipper. I don't know.
CSI Comic-Con. That would actually be a great booth that just said CSI Comic-Con. You just walk up and go, what is on my Warlock comic?
And they're just like, Mountain Dew. Like, the answer to all of them is just Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. It's just a bunch of table. It's just a bunch of nerds walking up and being like, excuse me, Mountain Dew. Okay.
Yeah. What am I covered in, Mountain Dew?
What am I covered in? Somehow I woke up and I was covered in Mountain Dew. I was covered in something.
That's
I don't
what
know
happens what at
Comic-Con. Somebody showered
wake up just fucking soaked in fucking Mountain Dew.
That's how those parties end. You go to a Comic-Con party, just somebody's
all the pools are just filled with Mountain Dew. It's just the blue stuff, so it looks like water.
Oh, yes. That's right. They have a blue one.
They do.
Anyway, so...
Baja Blast or whatever?
I like Baja Blast.
Yeah.
So, okay, great. So, Warlock and the Infinity Watch. You know, Warlock, basically, you know, they all got Infinity Gems. And you got Drax, you got...
Did we say what number this was?
Number 34.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, number 34, November 1994.
Okay.
So, Warlock and Infinity Watch, basically, it's post the Infinity Gauntlet and everybody... You know, Warlock had to split the Infinity Gauntlet, and everybody had to get, like, one of the Infinity Gems. And you have, you know, Warlock, you got Drax.
No, you are a big Warlock fan.
I love Warlock, yeah.
You enjoy Adam Warlock.
He's my dude. Mm-hmm. He's one of my dudes. I was watching one of the series I'm trying to collect.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's pretty, despite the sauce stains, I was going to buy this because it wasn't that messed up.
No, it's fine.
So we have, so you got, you know, basically Infinity Watches, Warlock, Drax, Pip the Troll, Gamora, Moondragon, and Thanos actually does hold the other gem, but he is not here.
No.
So they have this other guy, though, Maxim, who is an amnesiac dude. I don't know exactly what his deal is.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's trying to fix something in the very beginning here.
So basically, this whole book's about... Basically, the cover has, Drax sitting looking sad, and Pip's behind him. And he's like, Drax, you expected visitors? And there's a big bunch of monsters behind him.
Yeah.
And so that's it. So we start off with Drax, and he is... Maxim's crew, working on something. He's fixing the damage from, the last issue.
Yeah.
And
Drax just wants to help. He just wants to hang out with somebody.
Drax is a thing. So the story about Drax is, story about maybe you already know this is he's not the one that you see in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
This is the version of him that was recreated, but his consciousness is not fully there.
No.
You know, so he's very dull-witted and very dumb.
He's kind of just like a big kid.
He's like a big kid, but he still kind of has some memories and stuff. And, he's just trying to get by,
So he just wants to be friends.
He's just trying to, trying to do his part. He's just like the big oaf. So Max was trying to fix something, and it's not, he's like, hey, back off.
Yeah, driving like, didn't have to. Because he, swats his hand away, and Drax is like, you didn't have to hit me. He's like, I'm just, it's too dangerous for you to be here. Go away.
Yeah.
So then he, sees Moondragon. And he's like, hey, Moondragon, in your ridiculous costume.
Oh, yeah. We skipped it.
Oh, we skipped a page.
So we got something here, though, where we jump to...
Warlock.
Yeah.
Looking into, a seeing globe. I don't know what the fuck his problem was. What was he doing?
I don't know. He's reminiscing about something.
I thought he was looking at a wedding that's happening right now, in a globe.
I guess so, because I guess there was this...
And he, like, loves that chick.
Girl that... Some, yeah, there's some issue. An issue before this, there was this girl, Maya, that he was into, and she's getting married to some guy, Dark Lore, and...
He's sad. Apparently he, like, drank some wine, though, and that's the only reason that he's sad, and it, like, made him love her. There's, like, a potion in it. I don't know. There was, like, a weird convoluted thing about that.
Yeah, I probably have to read a few issues before this, but, yeah. And he's like, I can't be alone. And
then Gamora's out in the hallway just being sad.
And she's sad, too.
Because she wants Warlock.
And then Pip shows up, and Pip's like, hey.
Basically trying to fuck her.
Basically, he's like, hey, look, you know, I know, you know, Adam's never going to, like, you know, you and Adam ain't going to work out.
Right.
Because Adam's, like, a big jerk, to be honest. Yeah. Adam Warlock's just a big...
ass.
Big, moody, ass. Moody ass. Mm-hmm. And... You know, Gamora's like, you know,
whatever.
Trying not to be an evil, you know, trying not to, you know, she just wants to be with him. Because these guys have been together for a long time.
Right.
Like her, Pip, and Gamora, you know, from Gamora, Pip, and
Warlock
have been around together for like a long time. Like right. They've died together. They've, you know, they've been resurrected together. You know, they've been through a lot of shit, you know? So she's, so she's upset.
Yeah.
And he's like, look.
Fuck me, I'm a troll.
And we're back to Moondragon, which, yes, she has the most ridiculous outfit.
It's just so stupid.
She's always had this ridiculous outfit, too.
Basically a Borat bathing suit.
Right. And she's always had that.
She's like, I'm wearing this Borat bathing suit and, I don't know, this stupid cape. And I got a bald head.
Yeah, which she voluntarily shaves, by the way.
Oh, no, I have no problem with bald heads. I think that's fucking cool. Like,
yeah, no, just something I didn't know about that, because I thought there was a reason why she was bald.
Yeah, she shaves it.
But she just literally does it because that's what she feels.
Well,
I didn't know that about her too recently.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
And she did have a much more modest outfit, like, in the mid-80s for a minute, but then for some reason she went back to this. So Drax is bugging her, and she's like, go watch Alf.
Yeah, the Alf tapes. I find it funny that they have tapes, but like.
Well, this is late early 90s. Oh, I know,
but like, aren't they on a different planet or something?
No, they're on Earth.
Oh, they are.
They're on Monster Island, which is like in the ocean. That makes
a lot more sense.
Which is like in like.
That makes this make a lot more sense.
Yeah, this is like in like the Bermuda, like the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, somewhere. I thought they were on a different planet.
No.
Which really confused me at the end.
But well, here's
now
the thing.
I understand.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, okay, so this is like just also like. Drax is obsessed with Alf because for some reason it was when he was on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
They would beam it in. That was the only show they would get beamed in from Earth. You know, Titan's like around Saturn or something, you know?
Right.
And that just happened to be the only show he would watch. And he was like, well, I love Alf. So.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my Alf impression.
I like Alf. Everybody loved Alf. He's just like the rest of us.
He is. He ate cats, though.
He did eat cats.
Yeah. So, Alf loving Drax. He was, you know, he's like, all right, come on, don't you want to be friends with me? You know, Moon Lady. And she's like, look, get out of here. And he's like, all right, I'll get out with you. She's like, no, I need to be alone.
Yeah.
And so he just, you know, flops away. You know, and he's like, and so he sees Drax and Gamora coming, and they're
Pip.
Yeah, Drax and Pip come in, Gamora and Pip coming, and they're arguing. You know, and she's like, "Look, I don't want to touch you because I might get warts."
And he's like, "A hot chick like you shouldn't go to waste." She gets really pissed, and then she goes to punch him, but I guess he can like phase out
because he has the space gem, so he can like use that to like. Phase in and out.
So he like phases out, and she accidentally punches Drax.
Poor Drax. Because Drax is like, "Hey guys!" And then they're just kind of.
And then he just gets punched in the face, and like he's like, "You didn't have to hit me." He's very sad.
Yeah, he's very upset.
And she's like, "No, Drax, I'm really sorry." And he's like, "No, everybody wants me to go away, and fine, I'm leaving." And so he leaves.
And he leaves.
Poor Drax.
And they're all like, "We should probably like go after him because, you know, he's a big." You know, he's a big,
strong guy, and he's really upset right now. And we don't know what he's going to do because he just flew off somewhere.
Yeah, so they just hop, you know, and Gamora's just, she's just crabby.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks
like, you know, she's very crabby about all this, you know, because not only is Adam not into her, but, like, Pip's really into her.
Yeah, and just he's sexually harassing her.
She should file a complaint with H&R.
She really should.
Yeah. So Drax flies through a mountain, and he's just angry.
He's upset, and he lands somewhere, and he starts, like, you know, he throws a temper tantrum, basically, and then it just... It ends up with him crying, and it's really sad.
Like, is this him here?
No, this is the guy who comes to hang out with him. This is him just, like, sobbing.
Oh, that's right. He's sobbing.
He's crying because he doesn't want to be alone, and no one wants to be his friend. And, like, I don't know, some sort of monkey sees him.
Some ape monster. Well, because there's a thing. Well,
Monster Island.
Right, and I'll explain this later.
Yeah.
So
they're, like, looking around, and they're in the ship. Moondragon apparently came back, I guess.
Yeah, no, she kind of bolted, but now she's back, and they're flying her ship. They're like, look, we gotta go find her. Find him, and...
Then, okay, so here's what I understand. They also say, like, Drax is your dad.
Okay, well, yeah, because...
he was, like, dead or, like, reincarnated.
So the story of the original story of Drax is... So, Heather Douglas, who is Moondragon, was the daughter of Art Douglas.
Okay.
Who... consciousness. So basically what happened was they're driving, like, through the desert, and Thanos' ship flew over them.
Uh-huh.
And Thanos was like, hey, those people might have saw me.
Zap.
Kill.
Yeah.
Right?
Zappy.
But he didn't. He just killed he killed the parents, and somehow Heather survived.
Okay.
And so what happened was a mentor from Titan, who's, like, you know, one of the, you know, just Thanos' father.
Yeah.
Or I think he is. He flies down. You know, he flies down. And he saves Moondragon, and just before Thanos's Art Douglas's consciousness disappears into the cosmos or whatever, he uses that consciousness and creates out of the earth Drax.
Okay.
And Drax's only power is to, or only purpose in life is to kill Thanos. Right?
Right.
And so Moondragon goes out to become Moondragon, and Drax is her dad. You know, he's back, but he's kind of like, he's not really, like, into, you know, there's no, like, relationship between them. And at some point later, like, because Moondragon becomes this, like, this really, you know, strong telepath, you know, she starts trying to, like, manipulate, like, a whole race, and she does some, Moondragon's just just horrible.
Right.
She's really mean. And she, you know, and she, even though she's a hero, she's just constantly, like, causing stuff to be, you know, people not to like her. And
right.
She's doing a lot of, you know, manipulative things.
Right.
And, you know, because she thinks she's, you know, all holy and stuff like that. And she's better than everybody. So something happens where, you know, Drax confronts her and she forces his consciousness to leave his body. And, you know, she kills him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's resurrected, though, there's still a trace of that consciousness in him, but he's just an elf.
Oh, okay.
And so she's like, look, yeah, I know she's his dad. You know, she knows he's, you know, they're technically his dad, but she doesn't have to, like, you know, he's not really, you know, really Art Douglas. You know, he's just Drax.
Yeah.
So they're talking about, you know, her trying to read their minds, trying to figure out, you know...
They really don't think that, what's his name, Maxim is...
Well, because Maxim's here. He's this guy who I'm not as familiar with.
Right, but it seems like they don't believe that he has amnesia.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, really? And she's like, yeah, I was trying to read his mind. He really does. So they're kind of arguing about that.
And they're like, you know, so they're fighting, and then they find Drax. And Drax is hanging out with a bunch of monsters because they're on Monster Island and Drax has a bunch of friends. And he's happy. He's like, I don't want to listen to my old friends anymore. I got to hang out with my new friends. Tell Adam I said goodbye. And then he flies off with this giant ape.
Yeah.
And, like, this ape with wings. And there's, like, this mer monster jaguar.
Yeah, and some sort of... water thing.
And then there's a bunch of other blue monsters. And things though, they're on Monster Island, so these are Mole Man's monsters.
Yeah.
And he's not happy that that the monsters fly out. You know, his monsters are gone with Drax. You know, he's like, come on, could somebody help me with this? You know, and Adam Warlock's just like, man, I am bummed. I'm bummed out because some girl I liked doesn't like me anymore. I drank some wine and now she doesn't like me. Something.
Yeah, I don't know. He's being whiny.
He's being whiny, and So it's.
Yeah, and then he sees like I don't know something when they're talking about, you know, Drax running off with all those guys. He sees this light being. I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
and it just says, "Help me." And then Warlock's, what the fuck? And everybody's like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, didn't you see that? They're like, no.
You're like, no, you're crazy.
He's like, oh, great. Now I'm crazy.
Yeah. So now we're in the ocean.
Which makes a lot more sense now because I was like, why did he fly to Earth?
No. He didn't fly to Earth. He flew out to the ocean with his monster monkey.
Yeah, Drax's buddies. And there's some fighter pilots doing some exercises.
Yeah.
And they're going to just blow up like an old decommissioned ship. And Drax and his buddies stop him. And then they go to where the actual ship is. And Drax, like, drops off the pilots. He's like, hi, I have bad men for you.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's as strong as a Hulk. Just be nice to him, okay, so he doesn't kill any of us. And they're like, oh, thanks. That's so nice. Oh, my God, that's great. And he's like, that's what heroes do. And he, like, flies away.
Yeah, that's kind of...
And he also towed the decommissioned ship back in, too, using his, like, animal friends.
Yeah. Just being a good guy.
He is. He's really trying. He's kind of like a little Bizarro at this point. Like, yeah. He's, like, trying to do good.
I used to love... I think that's why I'm a big fan of this book. Because yeah, I just kind of was a fan of this dynamic.
Yeah, well, I felt really bad for him.
Yeah. You know, and he... Poor Drax. You know, things are hard for him this time around. So Adam Warlock is no help to Mole Man. Mole Man's like, all right, you know what? Good day. I'm out of here. And they, you know, you guys announced like this partnership with the UN, and you guys are a bunch of dicks. And I'm off to figure out what the hell's going on. You know, now he's just, you know, Adam's insane, and he's walking through his mold tunnel or whatever, and he gets
that guy
slapped from behind, and it's Tyrannus.
Sure.
This guy is called Tyrannus.
Okay.
I forgot what his whole deal is. He's just some guy who's like a conqueror. But he's, he's here to take over the Mole Land and probably Monster Island and mess with Warlock and the Earth. So that's it. That's it for Warlock and the Infinity Watch, number 34, November 1994.
Yep.
Would you read the next issue of this book?
No, I kind of feel bad for Drax, so I might.
I have it.
I feel bad for him. He just wants friends.
I know. He likes friends. He likes Alf. He just
wants people to be nice to him.
Yeah. But everybody's really mean because Pip's really devious. He's not devious, but he's just like, he's very shifty all the time.
Yeah, he's a dick.
You know, Moondragon, you know, obviously has her reasons for not being buddy-buddy with him.
Right.
Maxim, I don't really know much about, but I don't think that he's, you know, just doesn't seem up from being friends with him. And Gamora's just, you know, she's all, like, angry and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Adam. Adam's useless, you know, in this case. He's not a good friend to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty much a deity in his mind. It's all this. A lot of times he shows up, you're like, all right, well, now some shit's going down.
Right.
There's Adam Warlock's here. Right. So.
Adam.
Yeah. But that's Warlock and Infinity Watch. I love this book. I look forward to reading it.
I know more of these. I love your Adam Warlock.
I do. I love the. I like Drax. I like all those guys. They're my buddies.
Indeed, it's hot as fuck.
I know it is.
I can't wait for it not to be hot as fuck.
So that's it for our show this week. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, and it's on my Angry Hero Sean on Twitter and Instagram, SHAWN, and my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com, where starting the week of September 21st, I will once again be reviewing Gotham.
Oh, boy.
Which I can't. I'm very excited. So.
A train wreck of a show.
Train wreck of a show. So. Exciting.
Exciting. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, folks, and we will talk to you soon. And if you're at the Lake Los Angeles Podcast Festival this year.
Which is, this comes out on Tuesday, so it's this week.
Yeah, this week. Weekend. Starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there's a preview night if you're in L.A. Well, of course, you have to be in L.A. to attend the festival, but there's a preview night in L.A. At the Improv. Thursday night. Starts at 8 o'clock. You got Why Didn't They Laugh with Owen Benjamin, Sex Nerd Sandra, Before You Were Funny, and Improv for Humans are all on this night. You can go to hollywood.improv.com. And check out prices for tickets and all that stuff. It's going to be rad. So, and then check out the LA Podfest, lapodfest.com. So,
yeah.
We'll be there. We'll be hanging out, and maybe we'll be recording some shows. I think we're going to work that out. It's going to be really rad. So, all right, folks, thanks for listening.
Bye.